The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The recent rash of attacks on monuments of heroes like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson should be a matter of great concern to all freedom-loving Americans. Because of the massive deleting of our history from the minds of the last three generations, most of us are taking this sitting down, instead of letting our voice be heard about this wholesale theft of the liberty of our children and grandchildren. Why do I say this? Because only biblical ideas produce liberty in a nation. The ideas behind these riots are not the correcting of the enslavement of the black race in our history. They are about establishing a socialist dictatorship. The Bible teaches that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty in the heart from the guilt and bondage of sin only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ and by His resurrection power. And if we let this liberty grow to its full maturity, it will result in civil liberty being diffused throughout a society. That liberty will then be institutionalized in constitutions which will secure the right of each citizen to live in that civil liberty. And while you can't legislate what will happen in the human heart, if you don't legislate the protection of the flow of the gospel of Christ to the human heart, you work against the purpose of God in bringing men into a redeeming relationship with Him. This concept of internal liberty becoming also external liberty is the basic idea from which America's liberty was birthed and maintained for the first 300 years of our existence. For the last few months, an attack against Southern statues of heroes committed to this concept has been mounting. What is called social justice is actually a direct attack against the liberty of all Americans. See last week's message entitled Learning from Our Past at heritageministriesky.com to discover who is really behind the riots happening in the name of, quote, social justice. Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, generals in the Southern Army in the war between the states, have taken the brunt of this attack. I'd like to set the record straight about what kind of men they were. Both fought mostly to defend the idea of our founders that the state governments, by our Constitution, should retain most of the governmental power in this Union. Lee didn't even own slaves when the war began. Jackson did a few, but was known to treat them more like family than servants. Both men were deeply committed, Bible-believing Christians. Jackson would rise early in the morning and read his Bible before his day's work, then walk the streets of Lexington, Virginia, praying to the God he'd just heard from in the Word. He would return home for lunch each day, where he would read the Bible to his family at mealtime. His servant, who went through the war with him until he was killed, said that he could always tell when a battle was about to happen because General Jackson would get up from his bed many times during the night, get onto his knees, and pray over the coming conflict. General Jackson started a school for black children in Lexington, which met on Sunday. The children learned to read from reading the Bible. He supported this with his own private donations. On May 10, 1863, as he was dying from wounds received in the Battle of Chancellorsville, his last words were, quote, "Let us pass over and rest in the shade of the trees." Next week, we'll look at Robert E. Lee's Christianity. But consider, could you face death with the same peace with which Stonewall Jackson faced it? You can if you'll surrender to Jesus Christ as your only master in this life. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.